So the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, Makam Shenagu Lichpa El Kaifa. A place that you're supposed to repeat, see you repeat. You double it over. Zakh Gemara Tana Rabbi Kaifal Badvar. Rabbi was Kaifal Dvar. What was that? So Rashi says, from Ona Hashem Vahala. Ona Hashem Hashian, Ona Hashem Hatzichana, Haidil Hashem, Keliata, all that. Rabbi ben Parta, Meisav Badvar, Rabbi ben Parta added a double. Am I Meisav? What did he add? Am I Meisav Lichba Ma'itcha Lamata. He added from Eitcha and further. Now, that means he added, like we do, Taka. Beforehand already, he started adding. Zakta Gemara, Levarech, Yevarech. If the minig is to make a bracha, you should make a bracha. Am I Eloi Shanu Alalachel. This is talking about the bracha after hal. Avalofanov, mitzvah levarach. Over there, it doesn't depend on the minig. Over there, you mechuyev to make a bracha. Why? The amar of Yudah Mashmur, kala mitzvahs kulam, mevarach alein, evelatzi yasan. All mitzvahs, you have to make a bracha beforehand. So over there, it's not a shad. My mashma, the high oiva, lishnadak, dumehu. How do you know that oiva means before?
Shmuel's not a
tana.
Why is
more here? I know. I know that the Gemara is bringing three psukim to bring a raya that when Shmuel said over, what it meant. Never see such a Gemara.
It's mashma that gufa is the mitzvah.
There
should be
over. Over
means right before. That's
what
the Gemara is being a raya. That it should be right before
and
you have the right
kavana
on night before.
Oh, that's a pledge. I don't know. It's a pledge. I don't know. It's a pledge. Since when do we ask on what our
means,
word meant?
We know what he means.
I'll bring three psukim for that. My mashma that I ever listen to akdumehu. How do you know that over means akdume beforehand? It says in pasuk by yoretz achiyamad derech akika by yaver sakushi. So he ran and he got ahead of the kushi. See, he was before. Abayam ameacha vu aval ifneim. Yaakov went in front of his other children to Esav
and the wise.
Right. So when Mashiach comes, he went in front of Hashem B'Rayshem. So B'Kitzis, you see that Oiver means before. So Tais is very busy with how every mitzvah he's supposed to do right before. And Tais over here is busy with how do you do by Lulav? Once you pick it up in the Agbe Nafikbe. Once you pick it up, you Yaitze. So how do you make the bracha beforehand?
Is that why we turn over the
Esser? That's the reason we turn over the Esser.
Well, so why
can't
you say
Parshat
before you pick it up?
That's over. It's not by you yet. It's too early. It has to be by you, but not like by the talis. You're holding it over here, but you didn't yet put it over yourself.
But film is worse.
What?
You put it on, but you tighten it. It's more to be over.
So... What do you mean worse? It's closer. So the Gayan, so this is not so good because you have to turn over the Esser.
Meaning even that is a problem?
Even that, and also more than that. The second you pick up the Lulav, it's not Ma'akif.
So
you started the Mitzvah already.
Since you're
mechavan
not to be
yaitze,
until you pick up
the Eitz is to be mechavan lahedi. The Gayan was mechavan lahedi, not to be yaitze.
You're doing a ma'isa. That's lahedi. So you're doing a ma'isa lahedi.
Greater than
machshava. No.
That's my start.
No. One second. Again, so the Gayan did that lahedi. You're having a mind not to, and that everyone agrees works. The thing is, why didn't Klai Yisrael take that on? Because people are going to forget to have a lahedi mind. So that's why, I think this is what Ramaz was trying to say, which is a very good spot. So we just asked the kasha. So you pick up the lulav, he yaitze. I don't care about the asik. Now it's yaitze all three minim. I'll turn over the asik later. So why don't I make it? What's the problem? So the fact that I'm turning over the asik, I'm advising that I don't want to be yaitze with this whole hakbah.
So once even if you don't have the machshav, you're indicating that.
I'm indicating that that's what I'm trying to do. Why am I looking to turn over my asik? The tayat is that turning over the asik is also talking to the lulav also. So the best is that now that you know the halacha, the best is to have a mind that you're not being I'm saying that when you pick it up, you're having a mind lahed, you're not to be yaitza. So you start having a mind not to be yaitza. The lulav also, because
there's another way out which no one does. Leave the lulav lying, the esrog lying, hold it, and then I pick it up. And
there are people. There are people that do that. But yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. It means once you're holding it already.
Yeah, then you'll be holding both even.
Right. Once you're holding both, but since I didn't pick it up, so I'm not yet. But that's enough of a holding that it should be over lasiyasa. The thing is, the lulav is going to hit someone else. You put it on the table like that. You know, it's going to be not so practical.
Okay. That's the problem with very long lulav. They're weapons.
Yeah. Zok the Mishnah. We do Hashemite now for a little bit. About and a half to about, yeah. On a lulav, there's no problem with Shemitah. Fruit is a problem with Shemitah. Lulav is no problem. So you buy the lulav from Shemitah, from your friend. Now she says, we're not talking about a friend, we're talking about Am Ha'aretz. That doesn't know the halachas exactly. Okay. Now, so what happens? Nice and light. Now you need an esrog. How are you supposed to get an esrog?
Now she says you're supposed to change the garrison, no?
Yeah. Okay, lulav me'am ha'aretz, yeah. Now, so what are you supposed to do with the esrog? So you ask him, nice and like esrog with matana. Lafisha and Rashai, l'loichai b'shviyas. Since you can't buy an esrog on Shemitah, because you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to do schayer with Shemitah, with money, with Shemitah, some mela, you're not allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it, I'm sorry. You're not allowed to watch your field, all the halachas of Shemitah. Now you have to keep it hefka. And now you don't want to do schayer.
Chayre esrog is never a problem in Shemitah. Since an esrog lasts 50 years on the tree, and it's always the esrogim, and the din is as long as it's in the field, you're not over on Shvius. The only problem is that the Eastern Rabbanon are doing chayre.
Right.
So the Amoritz.
Okay. One second. So what happens? So we're telling you that since you're not allowed to buy it, you're not allowed to buy the esrog in Shemitah. So Mela, what are you supposed to do? So you tell him that. So you go over to the guy you bought the lulav and say, okay, I bought a lulav by you, just give me the esrog for free. You can't just walk over to Stam Amar to tell me to give the esrog for free. He's not going to want to give it to you. Like this, you bought a lulav by him, so he'll be okay with giving you the esrog.
The Mason lawyer is the Amar is giving it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if, why should he do it for you? Bishnu, if you, before you bought the lulav, you say, I'll give you extra if you give me the esrog matana, you could talk. And then why aren't your wife as Alna when you do like that?
Alna?
Oh no, because the lulav normally sells for $40.
So we didn't
and now you're paying $60.
Remazi, ask too many questions. The valet didn't say anything about $60. We said that you went ahead and you bought a lulav for $40 because it was worth $40, and then you just ask him, okay, I bought a lulav, but you do me a favor, give me a free esrog. Now, that's what the Mishnah says. Zakti Gemara, lo yirotz alitin le matana ma'u. If you didn't want to give it to me matana, now I'm stuck. I can't get an esrog. No one's giving me esrog. We're talking about there's only Amirats that own the fields, and no one's interested in giving me esrog. What am I supposed to do? Amir Avuna Mavliya laid me esrog belulav. You Mavliya, you know this halacha, that you put a avla, you include it in the sale of a lulav, till he gives you the esrog matana, which means you're paying him more for the lulav.
So now I can ask you no.
Okay, so obviously you're not doing it as much as I know. You're giving
that's
him
not
more.
True.
You're giving
that's
him more.
That's not true. These days, okay, as my friends, you say, I want a mufchor. If you want a mufchor, so you get a vibe on or
not. Right.
What?
Yeah, don't answer that.
What do you mean?
So,
it's your mitzvah. So don't buy it too strong. That's the easier way out.
Yeah. So, okay. Zakt Bekitzer. So therefore, that's the eitzah. Why don't you give the money of the esrog straight out? Why can't you buy it on Shemitah? Now, what type of question is that? I understand. Before we started the Gemara, you should ask this question. I mean, you want to know what the reason of the Mishnah is why you're not allowed to buy it? That's the Gemara's question. So why did we...
You're allowed to buy on Shemitah.
Oh, you're allowed to buy. Why are you allowed to buy? I know
because, what do you mean? Even allowed to sell if it wasn't an Easter Rabbanan.
Right.
As long as it's left in the field.
Right.
And that's that means like this.
You know the halacha, they now do schayer b'shemitah. That's true. But over here, I'm going to just go ahead and buy. I'm going to buy this esrog.
And use it.
And use the money for shemitah.
Meaning the isser is on the...
The isser, first of all, on the sell, yeah.
Right.
So I'm saying, but this isser of Na'iva here. I'm saying, but the vote is that... The seller, if he knows what to do with it, It's also.
If I have no intention of eating it. Am I over?
What?
If he doesn't, if you know the minhag is no one eats it, and the seller and the buyer have no intention of eating it, is there a dinner piece of beresheis? You're not going to eat it, and you have no intention of eating it.
Who, the Esser, you mean? Yeah, if he's not going to eat it anyways, could he sell it?
Yeah. So he's not over.
Okay. So now, the problem is like this. So what are we saying? So we're saying that, to affect the Gemara, that the lace of Leibahad, why don't you give him the money? You're not supposed to give money of Shemitah to Am Aretz. Why? The Tanya... You're not supposed to give Shemitah, money of Shemitah to Am Haaretz, more than three sudas. Why? Because the problem is that he might keep it for after Shemitah. If you give him $200, he has extra money now, so he's not going to know to use it, even though you could make the money, but you have to use it on Shemitah. He's going to go ahead and use it as a business deal and keep it for after Shemitah also.
Put it in his bank account.
Right? So therefore, we don't allow to give you more than three sudas. Three sudas is a minimal amount. And once you give me for three sudas, then we tell you that it's okay. Why three sudas? Maybe two sudas? Shabbos is three sudas. So therefore, you're not allowed to stam as I give him money, extra money on Shemitah. Because you're worried that he's going to keep it and he's going to leave it for after Shemitah. We know that everything after Shemitah you have to burn. And he's going to go ahead and use this money.
Right.
It could be, but it could be not. So that's why we tell you not to give it.
You see that even in Gemara's time, Esther was worth more than three sudas.
Right.
They didn't cost much for three sudas.
Right. Dollar sudas again. Zakti Gemara. Let's say he did give it over. He forgot and he gave it. He paid for the Esther. What do you do? Yoima, you should say... You say that the money that I gave over to Am Haaretz should be chal on the money that I have in my house, on the payers that I have in my house. And mail the payers are going to come into Kedusha Shemitah, and it'll be chal instead of... Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Payers that aren't Sheinim Shal Shviyis, Rashi says. And these payers are going to go into the Kedusha instead of them.
So what kind of payers do you have with Nafim Shviyis? You have
from the year before. Well, you don't stand as they go ahead and put things on Shemitah. You're not supposed to. Because we're worried that you might leave it afterwards. So you have no choice. So you do it. That's just the stomach. Zakti Gemara. When do we say this? That you give him for shalosh sudas b'lekech v'namufka. If he bought it from Hefka, that it wasn't protected, this field. So you see that he's not really chashid. So man, it's mutter to give him a couple of dollars of mazon shalosh sudas. Aval mekech v'namishumer. If you buy it from a field that was protected, that itself is asa. Afal bekhatzi is asa. Even if it's a chatzis, even if it's a little bit, it's awesome. Because over there, the whole thing was done by Issa. And he's chashu that he's not going to, even the minimal amount of money that you gave him, he's chashu that he's going to use it for things that aren't allowed to be used in Shemitah. And therefore, it's awesome.
The Mishumar, the Issa's chal, as soon as he's trying to
read. Right.
You can't even pick it from the field.
Right, exactly. So therefore, he's chashu that he's... Right, and therefore everything's
what's
awesome.
What's
it's a red den.
Well, the Gemara didn't say it's kosher. The Gemara says, "By med, my more and with muftar."
Look at Rashi.
But you have to know.
Look at Rashi. But anyways, so Bekitzer. So we're saying that since he's since it's Issa Diga Paris. Right, Africa is Mutter Diga Paris. Now the Shad is Schayra. So they will give you Eitzah. But if it's Issa Diga Paris over there. You can't give him anything.
This is not on the buyer, is it?
He's being Sayyid to this thing.
But we had the same problem with Sayyid, even if it was...
No, because of this, Chayra is not really... He's now going ahead and doing Lewis. So, maybe to worry about it. Yeah, maybe to worry about it.
Rashi Maskil.